If you're looking into opportunities in the fitness industry, similar to what CrossFit offered, like all the good shit CrossFit had, minus the intimidation, the lack of profitability due to wasted space and obnoxious movements and that whole brand issue that they've run into, I would be looking into a Industrious franchise if I were you. Industrious is a model that utilizes the best of functional fitness in a group setting with an in-place model. The in-place model, for those of you who don't realize, is the most profitable model out there. It's what yoga and spin studios capitalized on, but that the CrossFit industry lost sight of by taking up too much square footage, reducing the profit and revenue for the gym owner and staff. Industrious has fixed that. They have created an in-place model with a 169 square foot halo that contains everything a member needs to have a great functional fitness workout. Pull-up bars, squat racks, ergs, plyo boxes, dumbbells, barbells, everything you would need for functional fitness is right there in a neat and organized 169 square foot model. And it is going to turn you into a fitness operator that has a model that can sustain the next 20 years in the industry. If you are interested in learning more about franchising and Industrious, go to the link in the show notes or to the link in my bio on Instagram at WTF Gym Talk, and I'll get you set up with the team over at Industrious to talk shop. What is up, guys? It is Stu, and it is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. A lot of you guys are building your gyms based on the way you wish the industry was, what the industry values versus what it is and what it does value. Here's the case in point. I had a DM sent to me from someone, and they were sharing with me some really... they were meant to be like bloopers from Burn Bootcamp. Burn Bootcamp is a franchise model, you know, mainly female focused, even though that's changed in the past several years. They're known, they have like their, I don't know if it's proprietary, but their trampoline-like floor. It's like this floor that has a little flex in it, kind of like, you know, a quasi-trampoline. You know, it's a high volume, low price model in a group fitness scenario. 50 plus people a class, the instructor's got the mic on. And actually, I think they're founded here in North Carolina. I think outside of Charlotte, honestly. But it's a franchise concept, and it's great. Does really well in the suburbs, you know. And it's one of those models that checks the box for people, where they don't want to go and spend $250 at a really high end boutique group fitness facility, and they don't want to hire a personal trainer. And they're not going to do it on their own. So this is like, you know, it checks the box. It'd be similar to what Planet Fitness's core customer, what it does for them, right? And I'm talking about people who go, not the Planet Fitness customer that pays $10 a month and doesn't go. But these are investments, and what people are saying with that investment is like, you know, I don't want to invest that much into it. I want to do this. I want to tell people I do this. I do want my health to be better, but it's not my biggest priority. And there's nothing wrong with that. And anyway, so I get a DM, and this person was just sharing this. It was meant to be like a funny blooper reel, and it was showing like a bunch of their training going wrong. You know, I'm talking the stupidest shit, like having somebody do TRX rows, like TRX bands, like imagine doing a ring row, but a TRX row single-handed with a dumbbell in the other hand. So as like this person's trying to pull themselves up with one hand, they're also trying to like do a you know, this prone pressing position with the left hand with the dumbbell in it. It looked fucking stupid. It looked like something a trainer made up to make themselves look cool. And it was a woman, and she was a Middle Eastern woman. You could tell a training age of fucking zero, had no business doing this, and she falls, right? And it's like they're both laughing and having a good ha-ha over it, and it was like a blooper. So, again, those of us as fitness professionals, like, ah, these fucking pieces of shit. This is why nobody takes us seriously. And I hear that. I do. I hear that. I get this DM sent to me, and, you know, she was venting at how much she fucking hates seeing this stuff, right? Specifically, like, Burn Bootcamp has just this shitty, shitty fucking quality of fitness, and this is bullshit. And I can feel this, you know, I know the sentiment she had in her message, because I feel that way too. But you also have to accept Burn Bootcamp and Planet Fitness are more of an indicator as to what the market wants at large.
And where your friction point comes in and your frustration is because it's not what you believe it should be. It's like the guy who owns a craft beer, like a brewery, and he just cannot fucking understand why anybody drinks Mick Ultra or White Claw. He's like, what the fuck are you people doing? What do you, you know, the person who owns a craft coffee shop and does not understand for the life of him why in the world you would ever go to Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts. Why? Because they're craftsmen. They're technicians. They are purist in their craft, just like a lot of you I know are purist in your craft as a fitness professional, strength and conditioning coach, whatever. And I'm just here to tell you that unfortunately, what Starbucks has proven to that craft coffee shop, what Bud Light, even amongst all their fucking transgender marketing snafus, has proven to the craft brewery, and what Planet Fitness and places like Burn Bootcamp are telling, you know, the fitness market, the group fitness market, the open gym market. Most people don't give as or don't give a fuck as much as you do. Most people are not seeking, like, they don't see the degrees of separation that you see. The market out there looks at Burn Bootcamp and your CrossFit gym or your mixed modal group strength and conditioning, whatever, and they don't see the 20 degrees of separation that there actually are, that, like, I would recognize, you would recognize, a very high training age person would recognize. They see, like, oh, yeah, it's just more expensive, right? Oh, yeah, no, they do burpees too. Yeah, it's kind of like the same thing. They just don't see it, right? The guy drinking Bud Light, like, why the fuck would I pay $7 for beers that I only like, you know, two of them, the taste? The other one just tastes bleh. A little this, a little that, whatever it may be. That is the reality of the market, guys. The majority of people don't give a fuck. Especially in fitness. If you're in the United States, that's fucking facts. And people get butthurt sometimes. I'm like, nobody gives a fuck about fitness at scale. It's a big industry. But, like, at the level of like, people in your town that are viable core customers for you that want exactly what you serve, it's not a lot of people. It's a very minimal amount of people. You want proof? How many members would you need to be flush with cash? It's probably a couple hundred. Right? Take that divided by the fucking immediate population, like, you know, your total addressable market in your area, and then niche that into what percentage actually hold the gym membership and which ones are going to want group fitness and which ones are going to want your style of group fitness. Guys, it's fucking small. It's small. And so instead of us getting frustrated when we see models that are maybe more locations, they're more popular, they have more customers, whatever, and we're like, God, they fucking suck at it though. Look at the quality of that coaching. Look at this. Look at that. I get it. I understand your frustration, but that's the thing that you should take a deep breath and let it relieve you. Like, okay, so the majority of the market is still ignorant to what good tasting beer, coffee, and fitness is. That's fine. There's always, we just are not going to cater, or we're not going to chase the 60%, right? Think of a bell curve where 20% of people don't want, they're not doing fitness, period. I know it's larger than 20%. 20% of people aren't doing shit with fitness, period. 60% are just looking to check the box, dabble in it. They're interested in it. They know it's good for them, but they, like, eh. If I really had to be honest with myself, I don't give a fuck. I just want to look better naked, or I want my doctor to get off my ass, or whatever it may be. And then there's 20% that, like, are into it. It's not our careers. It's not our jobs. We just love physically challenging our bodies in the gym. We're in the bodybuilding or mountain biking, or we're in the high rocks or running or whatever the fuck it is. Well, you just need to go chase that 20%. Oh, and then, by the way, you got to niche that 20% down into what you specifically do. It's like, well, we do barbells better than everybody. We have the best pro. Shut the fuck up. You're done. It's not going to work. You got to really identify who that core customer is and what it is that, what problem you solve for them, what service you provide, and then how is it measurably better? Well, the program is better. You can't measure that fuck face. You can't. There's 20 people in your gym right now that think the workout one of the workouts last week sucked dick. They came because they're paying, and they know that most of the time they like most of the workouts you do. But bro, knock it the fuck off with this. We know why we definitely have the best programming. Complete bullshit. Complete bullshit. It's subjective. Completely subjective. And if you're like, that's what you're going to build the business model on, good fucking luck. But when you see these other brands that are able to pull shit off, you know, whether it be volume of customers, locations, revenue, whatever it is, and you see it and you get angry, like, fuck, why does anyone drink that shit? Why does anyone go to that thing? Why do they pay for that? It's probably because it's a low price point. And they're people that truly, they just want to be able to be like, yeah, I went and worked out today. Right? And then they're going to stop at Starbucks and get their you know, basic-ass coffee with fucking 40 grams of sugar in it. It's the same person. You don't want them. Now, some of you might. If some of you are running that HVLP model, high volume, low price, then great. Like, you really want to study the burn boot camps. You want to study the Planet Fitnesses. But for everyone else, man, you guys have got to just, like, get over this and then figure out your go-to-market strategy as to how you're going to storytell to the top 20% who want your specific thing and need a specific problem solved. Because no matter what, it doesn't matter how good your thing is, without the storytelling to back it up and a core customer to tell the story to, you're fucked. It's not you specifically, it's just anybody in any business in any scenario who had objectives like you probably have, but without those two things, you're fucked. All right. Guys, don't get pissed off next time you see this shit on the internet, all right? Put it in perspective, and if it's not who your core customer is, fucking move on. Get back to work. All right, till I talk to you in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.